You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
Have you ever wondered how you can make money in the stock market when the market is going down? Seems pretty counterintuitive, but today I'm not only going to share with you how you can make money when the stock market's going down, but how you can invest using my simple six-step method to guarantee that you're going to have fun in the process and you're going to make sure that your stocks end up being a positive thing for you as opposed to a thorn in your side.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
So you've always heard that you can make more money in a stock market that's going down than one that's going up. But I bet you, most of you have no clue how that actually works or how you can take advantage of it. It just sounds like something the rich do. And you know what? It's true. It is only something the rich do. It is only something that people who really understand the stock market do. Now, today, it's not about me teaching you how to make money in a down market or even how to make money in an up market. All I want to do is I want to share some basic insights with you about the stock market, things that have worked for me, just my personal opinion, my personal views, and the things that have personally worked for me investing in the stock market for the last 2 decades. And I want you to take my experiences and put them to use if you wish, or go out there and get further education on this stuff from people who know this and can teach it way better than I can. But I want to give you my basic rules for the stock market. Rule number one is I only invest what I can afford to lose. So this is the fourth recording here in this series about finances. And I've already talked to you about acquiring assets and not liabilities. I've talked to you about cutting your expenses, putting your money into investments that are going to make money for you, right? And then getting out there and making even more money. And I've talked to you about assets and liabilities. And I've talked to you about the 7-year rule. And we talked about what Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world, right? Pretty incredible stuff. So now, if you're going to make money and you're going to have your money make money for you, how do you do it? Well, one of those tools is the stock market. And it's a pretty darn good one. It's been a very good one for me throughout my life over the last 2 decades. And over the last 2 decades, we've had many ups and downs. So if it's worked for me during ups and it's worked for me during downtimes, then there must be something to it that I've done correctly, or it could be that I just have certain knowledge that some of you don't. So I want to share that with you, all right? And the number one rule I follow is this: I only invest what I can afford to lose, because trust me, I've lost a lot of money in the stock market before. Now, I've made a lot more than I've lost, but when I have lost money, it's always been money that I could afford to lose, right? See, the stock market's not gambling. You don't put money in the stock market because you're like, oh my gosh, I've got this money. It's the last money that I have. And if I lose it, I'm going to be done. Don't put it in the freaking stock market. Certainly don't do it with my advice, right? My advice is for you what you can do with money that you can afford to lose. So if you're, let's say, making $5,000 a month and you're spending $5,000 a month, and I can convince you to spend $4,500 a month, right, and save $500. Now you can take that $500 and you can invest it, and you can afford to lose it. Why? Because you didn't have the $500 before anyway. So what do you care if you lose it? Yes, I know you had to give up some of the Starbucks coffees and the junk like that, but really, in reality, what did you give up? Nothing in the long run, right? So if you lose your money, it's not a big deal. But if you do it right, you don't have to lose money. Rule number two with the stock market that I follow is that the higher your risk tolerance is, the more aggressive you can be. Meaning, if you're one of those people who doesn't really care if you lose the money, like you wouldn't lose a night of sleep over it, well, then you can get pretty aggressive. Because when you get aggressive and you purchase things that are more risky, there's a lot more upside to it. So riskier things most often are the ones that can give you those massive, massive growth numbers. Whereas things that are less risky are clearly going to give you less aggressive growth. But hey, if you've got low risk tolerance, meaning if you're the kind of person who's going to lose a night of sleep over losing $10,000 and you have $10,000 to invest, then don't be aggressive. There are many options that are a lot more conservative and are going to be much more likely to make you money and way, way, way less likely for you to lose the money. Okay. Rule number three in the stock market: buy only for the long term. Meaning, don't ever buy a stock unless you plan on holding it for at least 10 years. Now, some people are like, 10 years? Are you kidding me? See, I'm not telling you to hold every stock you buy for 10 years. I'm just saying buy it for over 10 years from now. So if you believe in, I don't know, some, like, I have a friend who bought some stock in solar panels and or a solar company, and the market was going up and down because of oil prices and this and that. And she was all worried and losing sleep. And I was like, well, what are you so worried about? I'm like, didn't you buy it for 10 years from now? She's like, yeah. I'm like, are you planning on selling it tomorrow? She's like, no. I'm like, then what do you care what the value of the stock is? She's like, but I've lost all this money. I lost 40%. I'm like, no, you haven't lost anything. You put your money in and it's sitting there and you have stock. Now, it used to be that this little ticker symbol told you your stock was worth $10,000, and now it says it's worth $6,000. But see, if you buy it for the long term, it doesn't matter. The question is, how do you think stocks are going to be doing in this industry and for this company 10 years from now? And if you think the solar industry and this particular solar company is going to be crushing it in 10 years, then you have nothing to worry about. Who cares what the price is at today? So when the price goes down, it may actually be a buying opportunity for you. And I've done an episode in the past about how when stocks go down, it's a sale, right? Nordstrom has a half yearly sale and you all run to go buy stuff, right? There's a sporting goods store near where I live called Sports Chalet, and they're going out of business. And we were driving by and my wife was like, oh, let's go get some deals. And we went in there $500 later. Interestingly enough, we didn't need any sporting gear, but we ended up spending $500. Why? Because it was on sale. Now, how many times do you do that with the stock market, right? So go listen to that episode. But the key is you got to buy for the long term. Rule number four that I value, and it's very important to me, is I only invest in companies based on my own personal knowledge. See, if you're a stockbroker, well, then you got to do all your research and all that stuff. Do your thing. But if you're just a normal, average, everyday person and you don't do stocks for a living, do yourselves a favor. Please don't sit there and go and do research on the specifics of the company and look at earnings to blah, blah, blah ratios and all these fancy numbers. You're not going to understand those numbers anyways. And even if you spend years figuring out how to understand those numbers, here's the deal. The people who do this for a living, the professionals, understand those numbers better than you. They've got better computers than you do, right? And they can react much more quickly. Therefore, you're never going to beat the stock market based on the technical stuff. So the only way you can beat the stock market then, right, and outperform the market is if you base things on your own knowledge. I went out and bought a Tesla less than 2 years ago, and I am in love with this company and their cars. And I've driven some of the nicest cars in the world, right? And the Tesla is the only car today I can drive. Like literally Tesla needs to pay me for advertising for them so much. I love these guys. I mean, I could never drive a Mercedes again. I could never drive a Porsche. Are you kidding me? Compared to a Tesla? You know, unless Mercedes copies Tesla, I hope they do, because I can never drive a Mercedes again. I get in a Mercedes these days and I'm like, what's wrong with this thing? Gosh, really? This thing doesn't drive for me? I'm like, what is that little thing right there? It looks like a watch. Oh, that's your navigation system? Are you kidding me? I'm used to a navigation system that's almost twice the size of an iPad, right? So it's amazing. So if I believe in Tesla this much, then hey, that's probably a good company for me to invest in. And guess what? I've invested in Tesla. Now, why did I invest in it? Not because of the technical stuff. And by the way, since I bought the stock, it's been up, it's been down. Who cares, right? Because I bought it because I believe in Tesla. I believe, and I wrote an article about this a while back, I believe in 10 years, we'll all be driving Teslas. Literally, every single one of us is going to be driving a Tesla. Now, there's a little asterisk there. Your Tesla might be called a Toyota, might be called a Mercedes, might be called a BMW, might be called a Porsche. What I mean when I say we're all going to be driving Teslas is in the same manner that every single one of you today uses an iPhone. Now you're going to say, no, Armand, I use an Android. No, you don't. You use an iPhone. Why? Because the phone that you use is a copy of the iPhone that Steve Jobs and Apple invented about a decade ago. Right? The phone that you use today, I don't care what name it has on it. It's an iPhone. Trust me. Right? It was built based on all the concepts of the iPhone. So one day, my belief is that all cars are going to be based on the way that the Tesla is built today. And in 10 years, I believe all cars will be like that. And by the way, they may not even be electric. It doesn't matter. The concept of the way this car is done, they've revolutionized the auto industry. So for you then, if you believe in Tesla, then buy Tesla stock, for example. But if you don't believe in Tesla and you're driving a Toyota, don't go buy Tesla stock. What do you know about Tesla, right? Unless you've studied it somehow and you know something based on your personal experience. So rule number four is invest only in companies based on your own personal knowledge, right? Number five out of six is invest in good times, but invest even more in bad times. This is the toughest rule. See, you've all heard it. Buy low and sell high. It sounds like a really good idea, right? What sounds like a really good idea isn't really all that easy to do. Because remember back in like 2007-8, man, the market was just getting crushed. It was plummeting. And every day, you know, you'd have these things that people are like, end of the stock exchange, you know, markets collapse. And there's these scary news stories. And no one dared touch the stock market in those days, right? Except for a select few people, right? And I was smart enough at that time to invest. And so the stocks kept going down. My wife was like, oh my gosh, the stock you bought yesterday is down by 30%. And I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm buying it for 10 years or more from now. And guess what? Now it's been almost 10 years and those same stocks have doubled, tripled, quadrupled. Some have gone up by 1,000%. I mean, ridiculous numbers. Why? Because we purchased them in bad times. Right. Now, can you invest in good times? Certainly you can invest in good times as well. Right. But the key is, again, to focus on the things that you know and you have personal knowledge of. And finally, the sixth rule is this: make use of leverage if you have the risk tolerance. What is leverage? So when you buy stocks, you can actually do this thing where you can get margin. Now, don't do this stuff if you don't know about it, and go get someone to help you, you know, someone who can teach you how to do these things. The purpose of this podcast is simply to inspire you and to give you some of the basics of how to invest your money, because I told you to go get assets and not liabilities. So most of you are like, well, I don't know how to get assets. Well, I'm teaching you, right? I'm giving you the basics of where to go. Now you got to go educate yourself and get all that stuff and start investing, right? But making the use of leverage is you can actually get margin. So what you can do is, let's say you have $100 to invest, you can actually buy $200 worth of stock. And if the stock goes up, guess what? You make twice as much money. But of course, the scary part's when the stock goes down, now you lose twice as much money. And then there are these things, certain funds and index funds and things like that you can invest in, where you're buying a bunch of different companies. And some of those have these multipliers built in. And so technically, you can use leverage sometimes to do something where you make 2, 3, 4 times or more than what the market is doing, right? Now, those are things, again, if you have the risk tolerance, if you don't care if you lose your money, then go do it. So let's review those 6 rules. Rule number 1, invest only what you can afford to lose. Number 2, the higher your risk tolerance, the more aggressive you can be. If your risk tolerance is low, don't lose sleep over this stuff. It's only money, for crying out loud. Don't go invest in something and then lose the money and then lose sleep over it. Your sleep is worth way more than that. Rule number 3, always buy for the long term. 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now, that's where your head should be. Okay. Rule number 4, invest only in companies based on your own personal knowledge. Not what some stockbroker tells you, not what, you know, you read online. Base it on your own personal knowledge, and I promise you, you're way less likely to lose money. Number 5, invest in good times, but invest even more in bad times. And rule number 6, make use of leverage if you have the risk tolerance for it. So these are some of the basics. Now, I promised you at the beginning, I would also tell you how you can make money when the stock market's going down. And it's a simple concept called taking a short position, okay? We don't need to get into the technical parts of how it works, but basically, when you buy a stock, you can either bet on it going up or you can bet on it going down. Simple as that. So if you say you think Apple is a great company, hey, buy Apple stock. If you think that Apple is going to go down in value massively, or you don't believe in the stock market today and you think everything's going to crash and, you know, you're running around going, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. Awesome. Short the stock, right? So you take a short position. Now, in order to take short positions, you've got to get some education and things like that about how to do it. It's very, very simple, though. The concept is you can bet on a stock going up or down. The problem with betting on a stock going down is if you're not careful, you can actually lose more than you invest. And I'm not going to get into the details of it, but that's sort of the scary part, is you can actually, if you invest $100, technically you could lose more than $100. Now, most of these firms that you would invest with, like E-Trade or Fidelity or whoever, they're not going to let you lose more than your money, but you technically could. So the key is this. If you think the market is good, you think the world is headed in the right direction right now, go buy some stock. But if you think the world is not headed in the right direction, you're like, oh my gosh, our economy is going to fall apart and this industry sucks and this company sucks, great. Don't go around being sad and saying, oh, boo-hoo, the world's coming to an end. Instead, go short some stocks, right? And I love this because for certain people, and there are people in my personal life who are like this, we're always talking about how the world's coming to an end. And it's like they always talk about us, you know, oh, we're about to go into a recession, or we are in a recession. And good times or bad, they're always complaining about the economy. So now they can't complain anymore. Because when they tell me they think the market's going to crash, I'm like, dude, awesome. Go buy some stock, but short positions. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, well, if you think it's going to crash, then go short some stocks. And they're like, well, I don't know when it's okay, well, then never mind, right? The key to all of this is you're not trying to time the market. Timing the market is the craziest thing to do. Because in the history of mankind, it's been proven time and time again, you cannot time these things. It's impossible to time it. Anyone who's ever timed the stock market and been right has been lucky. Guarantee you. And eventually, they're going to be wrong. And when they're wrong, man, let me tell you. Because the thing with the stock market is there's no timing isn't even possible. Because there's so many different factors involved in the stock market that anytime you try to time it, you're going to get your butt kicked. So invest only what you can afford. If you have high risk tolerance, take big risks. If you don't take the big risks. Buy always for the long term. Invest in companies based on your own personal knowledge. Invest in good times, but even more in bad times. And make use of leverage. That, my friends, is what I'm going to share with you about the stock market. It's the way that I've been investing for nearly 2 decades, and I've had very good success. But again, get out there, educate yourself on this stuff. But the most important thing is stop blowing your money on junk and instead put it into assets. And these stocks are often pretty great assets, all right? Love you guys. Get out there, put your money to good use, buy yourself some assets, play around with the stock market a little bit, and always lead with your heart. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. If you like what you heard, please go over to iTunes, search Titanium Life, subscribe to the show, download and listen to all the episodes. Yes, all the episodes. They're really good stuff. And then don't forget to rate and review the show. Remember, 5 is our favorite number, especially when you're giving us ratings. Do you have a question you've been dying to ask me about your business, about health, fitness, finances, relationships, whatever it may be? Go to my social media right now and ask me your question, and I'm going to answer it on a future episode. You can always follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Titanium Success. So reach out to me, and I'll make sure to get your questions answered on a future episode. Don't forget to check out our website, www.titaniumsuccess.com, or you can always email me, info@titaniumsuccess.com. I love hearing from you guys, and my website is a wealth of knowledge about business, fitness, finances, everything else you can imagine that goes along with these podcasts. So please go check that out now, www.titaniumsuccess.com.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegui here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.